KDKA.
All right, here we go. Welcome, everybody. Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio Midday, ready to go. We have a couple of big things I want to talk about right off the bat. Wildfires and cell phones. Wildfires and cell phones. Now, one I see has a local tie-in, an article in the Post-Gazette, should students be allowed to use cell phones in class? And the headline says, it depends. I think we can have a lot of good conversation about that within the listening audience. I'm also interested in wildfires. So as a result, I have the Allegheny County Fire Chief joining us in exactly 1 hour and have him explain to us in a couple segments about how this works. Hopefully you had a great weekend, everybody, and you're ready to go. I'm feeling great. 866-391-1020 gets you aboard. As always, you could text us at 866-391-1020. That comes courtesy of Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Dollar Bank, instant access us at kdkradio.com, where you can find all types of goodies, and also you could find me on Twitter at Ellis Cannon. Wildfires first, and I throw this out there recognizing there probably are experts in the field that have much more knowledge than us lay people. I am obviously including them in the conversation and ask that they please call with their thoughts and background and insights and so forth. And I'm going to take a leap here and believe that I'm also talking to a lot of people who have some of the questions that I do. And let me put this caveat out. I suspect I'll have to do it a few times so that no one misreads what I'm doing here. There's no blame. I'm not going down that road. God bless everybody involved. I mean, my God. I mean, I can't even imagine. None of us probably can imagine. And yet, I'm wondering if you, like me, want to know how does this happen? Not because we don't rake the leaves in forests or things like that, nor that we don't understand that as things get drier in California, they're very likely to have these types of scenarios develop. I think we all understand that. I'm talking about the human part of it, and more particularly the people that live there, that work there, that drive there, that are near there. These numbers are horrifying when you look at the number of people who've had death and destruction, uncertainty, and more. And that uncertainty includes even how many people are gone. And because it's so mind-numbing, I would suggest, to be perfectly open about it, that it's almost too hard to put our arms around. And it is for me because I don't have a background or an understanding in that. Specifically, an understanding in how fires work like that. So that's why I asked for help today. I'm very fortunate to have the county fire chief on the top of the 1 o'clock hour. I guess my questions center around my ignorance. We see hurricanes coming for what? 5-6 days in advance? We have 24/7 coverage on hurricanes. We have names for them. We see them on screens and data and all of that. And it's covered with people standing, you know, right beside them. I think we could connect to that, even here, because we've had some carryover that has impacted us locally. Tornadoes have become more of a thing in the last 20 years than I remember in the first 40. It seems like we're getting more of those touching down, hitting. I can still remember looking at the skies a mile away from Kennywood when whatever that was hit, and it was not right. That sky was not right. And so as a result, it's some place we can understand that. As much as they're pop-up, we do understand that we get a lot of, quote-unquote, lot of previews and so forth. But if you have a wildfire, and the wildfire is 3 miles away, 2 miles away, 10 miles away, 5 miles away, when is it time to leave? What keeps you? Same things that we've heard so many different times. You're not going to be able to fight the fire. If it comes your way, you're not getting out of the way. The house contents? I mean, I can imagine that being the case, like you would almost a hurricane. But the truth is, when you see these things unfolding, they shift so quickly and so destructively and so completely that the idea of living with the fact that it might hit a block down or two blocks down or in the neighborhood next door but not here, and therefore I'm sticking, I just can't understand that. So again, accept it as ignorance on my part and a willingness to share any of your ignorance with me, or for that matter, your expertise. 866-391-1020. Should students be allowed to use cell phones in class? Post-Gazette says it contacted more than a dozen school districts throughout the region to invite educators to share their perspectives on the role of phones in class. You just heard Marty and I right before he handed me the baton. And before I even got the question out, he said, totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Of course, at that moment, I knew we had a topic. Is it totally ridiculous? Or is it part of the way it is right now? And as an educator, you need to work your way around it. I will tell you that when I started this process with the boys, and they got to the place where the school said, you're not allowed phones, I was like, hallelujah. I'll also tell you that by the end of that process, it wasn't quite like that. And it was a two-way street, because I needed to know where they were going to be, when they were going to be, and vice versa, so that we can coordinate, not create total chaos. Tell me about your school district. Tell me about your experience. Tell me what you think. A lot of people want to hear from Scott because of the bad accident on the Parkway East, so I'm out. I'm Ellis Cannon. You're listening to KDK Radio. Welcome back to KDK Radio Midday. Ellis Cannon. Stick with Scott at the Fives. He'll give you what's up on the Parkway East accident and a variety of other spots around. Of course, Rose is with us, and you can catch her at the top of the bottom. You probably know that by now, and we will have her with us throughout the course of the entire show. All I know about cell phones in school is I can't say it's not hard. But I will say this. If I'm teaching and I got a kid with his head down and he's texting, I got a problem. And I see what a lot of the arguments are. Part of it is, even here in the area, forbidden fruit phenomenon is what one of the school administrators said, that basically if you start to take these phones away from kids when they're in school, then you start the whole forbidden fruit phenomenon. How about the idea that you're allowed to use your cell phones in between classes, but in class you're not? Now, I'm vulnerable in the sense that somebody could call me at 866-391-1020 and say, do you remember your kids in school? Because, yeah, they definitely once in a while would send a text. But a lot of that was about scheduling and so forth. It wasn't what's for dinner tonight. I mean, at some level, I began to justify it in my own mind because we needed all hands on deck. On the flip side of it, if I'm teaching, and I've taught, albeit in the cyber environment back home, if I thought that some kid was on his phone and he was not answering when I would call on him, or she wasn't answering when I would call on him, I'd blow him up. I'd assume that they were doing something totally different, not paying attention. If it was right in front of me in a traditional classroom, Somebody'd get a phone call from that number. It might be me calling mommy and daddy. So tell me, your school district, what you've done, what they do, what you think the solution is, because if you don't think your kids are using phones all through the course of the day, you're crazy. Speaking of crazy and ignorance, and again, I don't understand this one. Somerset County, I saw this earlier today, and now it's in front of me. Cow stolen, then is butchered on roadside in Somerset County. State police are investigating after a cow was stolen Saturday from a Somerset County farm and then butchered on the side of the road. Police said a 1,500-pound Holstein cow was stolen between 2A and 5A from Penwood Farms in Berlin, PA, taken to Sugar Grove School Road, where its throat was sliced, its hindquarters, shoulders, and ear tags were removed. Actors butchered the cow next to the roadway and fled the scene. The police said in the report, no suspects. What in God's name is happening in Somerset County these days? How's that work? This is 2018, isn't it? This isn't the 1600s. That's nuts. I mean, that's really bad. Isn't a Holstein cow supposed to be like a special type of cow? No, do you know anything about cows? Somebody's got to know about cows. Joe DiStio's up. He knows everything, so I'm sure he'll tell us about Holstein cows. But, God, that sounds awful. I can only imagine the people at the Penwood Farms of Berlin, Pennsylvania. And also on the board, as I mentioned earlier, talking about wildfires, fires in general, and that situation. I mean, my God, we saw the president out there the other day, over the weekend, and now we're seeing that rain could be getting in the way of searching for victims. God bless all these people that have been lost, injured, have their lives changed, ruined. They're fighting it, fighting the fires. It's so much to comprehend that it has left me at times having serious conversations with the warden and others around me, like, and forgive the inartful way of me asking this, and I'm asking you, but how does this happen? I mean, you know that you're living in an area of risk at all times, and what do you do? At what point do you say, that's it, I'm not taking a chance, I'm out? God knows I could be leaving everything behind. And then to see people on Facebook Live with it, I mean, that's even crazier. 866-391-1020. I'm Ellis Cannon. Let's get to Scotty. All right, Noah's making this all happen today, so make sure when you call 866-391-1020, you say hello to him. Talking about wildfires and your reactions to what seems to be something that's outside of my purview and maybe others. In terms of understanding cell phones in school, good or bad idea, what your school district does. We're also going to be talking about Michael Bloomberg. He has an enormous amount of wealth, and he has been on record for some period of time of saying how he would use it before he dies, to the extent that he knows when that would happen. And he has given nearly $2 billion to Johns Hopkins. That's very consistent with what I've read and heard before about his intentions on how he's going to use his money in time. We'll talk about that. And of course, it's Thanksgiving week, which is a different week. When you're on air or you're an officer, and I'm not comparing the two. There's certain jobs that it doesn't make a difference. I mean, you're on or you're off. And in this circumstance, your thoughts on this week, if you do have the ability to be able to, if not take it off, then tap the brakes a little bit. Travel, staying at home, traditions. Be crazy if we don't talk about that Monday through Wednesday here, which is an I'll be in. Is it okay if I act like I didn't hear that? I mean, I love Robert and Mangino's work, and I trust it'll be a great conversation, but did he just say World Toilet Day? He did? Into a live mic? Like one that was hot? Like to record it and repeat it? Wow. Who? He asked a great question. Whoever came up with that idea? Whoever said, hey, let's make a day for toilets? Who came up with that? The only people that could come up with that with a straight face and get my approval would be those people that created whatever those were at Pitt Stadium in the men's room. I think those are at Fenway Park as well. They used to be at the old Cleveland Stadium. I mean, we're talking about if you had a lot of money, like Michael Bloomberg giving $2 billion, $1.8 billion to Johns Hopkins, basically to help future students, and obviously believing that that will be something helpful to the world. I got to tell you, I mean, if you could build your house with any amount of money you had, wouldn't you have to create a room available for men only that had those troughs in them in it, like at Pitt Stadium? I mean, I would never have gone there, and I hopefully this isn't off color, but guys know what I'm talking about. And it's not my fault. Mangino started it. All I'm doing is following up with what he started. He started by talking about World Toilet Day. That was unnecessary, but now that he went there, how can I unhear that? Speaking of such homey matters, what's up with Thanksgiving for you guys? I mean, God, I know I could do this on Wednesday, and I will. I mean, this is it for me. I mean, this is and Easter done. Pascha done, over. 1-2. So I mean, it's an incredibly joyous time, and memorable in a whole lot of ways. I'm fortunate to not travel, but I know that, you know, we've traveled before and a lot of other people do, and people are saying it's going to be a lot easier this year, or it's at least a lot cheaper because the gas numbers are down. I think I heard Rose say it's a great time to fly also. So we'll talk about that over the course of the next few. I also found a piece that describes how 2020 is still lining up very well for the president. Maybe I should get rid of the word still. I mean, look, there's a lot of thoughts that pop into my head, but I guess the same states that were in play and important to getting the win for Donald Trump are still very much available. And lo and behold, that includes Pennsylvania all over again. And maybe we shouldn't be surprised by that, but it's still about Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, Florida. There's no question that the GOP took it on the chin in the midterms. I think it was a shift in 7 governorships. Obviously, you know what happened in the House. It was a good day or night for the Senate. But you got to look at the races a little bit less monolithically and more specific. It took forever, the recounts and all of that, but Florida's still lining up very well for the president. He's got the governor he wanted, and he's got the senator he wanted. Didn't work out quite as well in Ohio. Arizona has a Democrat senator, which I just, it's tough to wrap your skull around that. But those things are lining up well for him. So I found a really interesting piece that we'll get to a little bit later that breaks down that if one or two go here, then Pennsylvania doesn't even have to go his way. Or Pennsylvania goes his way, the other two. I mean, it's right back in the center of things. And I guess that I'm not surprised. Sitting here, I am not surprised. Based on anything that I've talked to you guys about since April, I'm not surprised one bit whatsoever. I mean, I've often made the point to people, and this isn't news to you if you've lived or you do live immediately outside of Pittsburgh, like a half hour. But you can go east, west, north, and south. And if there's such a thing as Trump country, it's right there. I remember one time driving to Indiana, Pennsylvania, and there was a billboard that, I mean, I would have thought it would be in a completely different part of the world. It was of Hillary with her nose the length of the billboard. I think it was on, not 422, what's that exit, what is that, 286? I can't remember. And it goes toward Indiana. And the nose had to have been 20 feet long. So it didn't take, you know, a whole lot of time for me to process where that was going. But you can go any direction, and I have to say that I would have been surprised before, but having been here and talking to you many times on anything related to the president, I'm not shocked. But that's a piece that caught my attention because, once again, we're going to be right in the middle of it, and it's starting any day now. I would imagine probably, I don't want to say in earnest, but it's not going to be real long into 2019 before you better have a pretty good idea what you're going to do, whether you're going to challenge a president or not, whether you're going to challenge from the Democratic Party or not. I said this last week, that if you've got 17 or 20 people in the field, that tells me you probably don't have anybody. I mean, at that point, you're I'm not a big fan of all that. I mean, I know a lot of people that say, hey, that's a great idea. Shows everybody, every part of the wing of the party, every wing, da-da-da-da-da. It's, you know, you got 17 people, you don't have a candidate. You're going to get one, but you don't have a go-to. Again, you've heard me mention that many times on radio here where you could have like seven, you have, you know, 17 topics. That means you don't have a show. It just does. You're hoping to get a show and you're hoping if something sticks, but realistically, I mean, I got three or four things here that I could run with all day long. If I had 17, I know for a fact that I'm just hoping. And those days happen. But the Dems got to sharpen that up. If they, you know, if they have one of these fist fights like that they're known to have and so forth, that's just going to play so much into it. Oh, I'm so sorry, Scott. I just looked down and saw it after 45. Let me adjourn. 866-391-1020. Ellis Cannon, the chief of County Fire Department, with us at 107 on wildfires. You until then, right here on KDK Radio. Thank you if you're just joining us, Ellis Cannon. And we're going to be joined by Chief Brown, Chief Fire Marshal for the county here after the top of the hour. He's out running around and looking forward to some time with him between 1 and about 1:25 as we discuss the wildfires. And I just have a lot of questions and, you know, how they happen and how they happen that quick and so many other matters that are certainly well within his expertise and hopefully answers a lot of questions that I not only have, but perhaps you do as well. Still out there for discussion would be the cell phones in school. Good idea, bad idea. Old schoolers are going to say no, never. I'm part of that movement. On the other hand, I deviate only in this sense. If you're between classes, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. You can't have it in the class. But again, what your school district does, what you find to work for you or not. I bent the rules a good bit when the boys were in school. But and maybe that accounts for a lot of things. Brad and Clary, and I'm talking about the president here. This piece actually appears in Spectator USA. And The headline is the way Trump wins again in 2020. If Trump prevails in either Michigan or Pennsylvania and holds Ohio and Florida, he's almost assured to win.
Well, do you think he's going to make it that long?
Well, that's a question. I mean, that's...
Them declare they're going to impeach him.
Nah, they're not.
No?
No, I don't even think they'll try. They'd be dumb. I think they'd be smart to avoid that if they could, you know, throw some subpoenas out. A lot of it's going to turn, I think, Brad, on what happens with the special counsel.
Yeah, well, I read that in the papers all the time. They're going to impeach Trump, you know.
Yeah,
that's what their declaration is.
Well, that's what the media reports, and there are certainly some people that, you know, buy into that. And I just think it'd be bad politics. I think it's a waste of time. I don't think it's going to go really anywhere, and I don't think it leads to a win in a couple of years. I just don't. I think that, again, some of this stuff is just going to fall on whether or not you like his policies and can overlook who he is and how he acts,
right,
or whether, you know, it's really probably that more simple. But, no, I don't think there's any question, Brad, that when you take a look at the idea of, you know, when you take a look at the way some of these states are breaking, that he's going to be there, and Pennsylvania is going to be there, and it'll just be interesting to see how it plays out.
Another thing about this cell phone business, I don't have a smartphone. I have a dumb phone and very seldom ever use it.
Okay. Hold on real quick. What is the difference between a smartphone and a dumb phone? Because you've just piqued my interest and those of thousands of people.
Okay. These smartphones, they got everything on them. And a dumb phone, it's just a flip phone. That's all you use it for. No picture taken or anything like that.
You just have it in case you need it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, there are a lot
we
of
just take it along with riding the road somewhere so the kids can contact us.
No, that's okay. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it. That's smartphones versus dumb phones. So I'm sitting with Wardy the other day, and we're talking a little bit about these different apps that you can get and what is an app that works for you. And it's pretty obvious that we have different apps because we have different views. Think about like Jim Carville and his wife. And there's something called Smart News, which he's a huge fan of, that allows you to download and otherwise just get access to all types of categories, every category you can imagine. This campaign, this breaking news, World USA, there's a lot of those out there. So I'm going to give it a try. But I never for a moment thought that we could be talking about dumb phones. Now, I have a friend named George who I work with on TV every night, and I suspect that he's listening because he always listens and he always catches me making a dreadful mistake like throwing the weather to Scott, at which point he laughs at me and not with me as we get ready to do night talk. So I know he's listening. Now, he has a dumb phone and he's proud of it. He goes out of his way to say, look at my dumb phone. Well, he doesn't say that because he doesn't have to. But anybody that sees like the flip phone knows that his phone is probably stupid. Now, that might sound strange, but if I'm in the midst of something called World Toilet Day, dumb phones and stupid phones are not that strange a topic. So now, Brad and Clarion not only declared what he calls his phone, but may have given me something to talk about your phone. So we have a lot of that that's happening. Cell phones in schools are what got him going. By the way, when the weather turns bad, make sure, of course, you come to KDK Radio Storm Center. We'll keep you up to date with traffic delays, school closures, important weather information every time we activate the KDK Radio Storm Center, brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling, Bill Gray Volvo, and News Radio 1020 KDKA. I don't think if you have a dumb phone, that's going to work. So you need a smartphone in order to take advantage of a smart idea, because let's be honest, everybody turns KDK Radio, we always have, when things go haywire outside, which is why Scott Stiller is a professor of traffic, and he's next.